appreciate everyone joining us in the pause as we have a couple coaches jumping around with teams practicing on the morning here as we are in the midweek football schedule. And again, our next head coach slated for 9:46 is Thomas Hammack, and I believe we have Coach Hammack on the line a few minutes early. Coach Hammack, are you available?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Ken?
Doing fine. Thank you. We'll go ahead and just get started a few minutes early. I know it's a midweek in preparation for your contest at Toledo coming up on Wednesday, but as we take a look in your preparation, with the couple extra days that your Huskies have had, talk about how your team responded last week in preparation for this road game at Toledo.
You know, it's been good for us. I think, you know, having the 10 days available allowed you an opportunity to, you know, practice on yourself, improve some things that you wanted to improve on, similar to like a mini bye. And then we turned our focus to Toledo later in the week, and we've had some excellent practice and excited about the game on Wednesday night.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Coach Hammack, when you take a look at this time of year and what the conference is known for with its midweek games, the NIU-Toledo game has become a marquee matchup and a must-see and part of the rotation of the national television opportunities with the MAC on ESPN2. Talk about how this game has been elevated and as kind of the annual marquee game when you take a look at how strong the West has been and how strong both your programs have been.
Well, I just think, you know, when you look at the West, you got Toledo, Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan. You got teams, Ball State, teams that's playing well. And this time of year, these games really matter as far as determining who's going to win the conference. And I think that's probably what that stemmed from. I think the MAC has done a great job with the scheduling. I'm a big fan of matching. It's a, you know, primetime TV is what I tell our players. And everybody's going to have an opportunity to watch you play, and you want to go out there and play your best football.
When you take a look at the Toledo Rockets on film, when you see both offensively and defensively, what are some of the challenges they'll present to you on both sides of the ball?
Well, I mean, definitely the running game. I mean, you know, I think that's one position that I naturally gravitate toward watching. Great running backs, and I think they have a couple guys that can really play. Their starter is a big-time player. The backup went out there last week and played extremely physical. And this time of year, when you have the ability to run the ball, I think you have the ability to score points in November. I just think people don't want to – it's hard to tackle at this time of year, and that's what we got to make sure we have an eye on those backs. They do a good job with their schemes, you know, running counter, power, outside zone. You know, they don't do a lot, but they do it well. And so we have a big challenge in front of us. Defensively, you know, obviously they've given up some yards and things like that, but you see guys that can play football. They got an interior defensive lineman that's a really good player. The DN is a good player, and their secondary is solid. So, you know, we got to try to do a great job of staying on the field on offense, getting in situations that's conducive for us to have success, and try to keep their offense off the field.
The time of year that obviously we're mid-November, and a lot of times the special teams phase of the game gets overlooked, obviously, by the offense and the defense, but so critical in every game, but especially this time of year with the weather turning potentially the way it is. Talk about the special teams factor and how it might play an important role in this game on Wednesday.
Well, you know, we definitely have to make sure we try to neutralize the special teams as best as possible. They got a returner back there that's a dynamic player. You know, in those type of plays, you have the space to make big plays, and they got a kick returner, punt returner kid back there that can obviously, you know, create some explosive plays in the return game. So we have to make sure we have all hands on deck, you know, in our coverage units. You know, as far as us, you know, we want to just make sure we be sound, you know, no penalties and get possession of the football.
On the defensive side, obviously you've been hit by the injury bug to Antonio Jones-Davis and Kyle Pugh. Talk about how both Nick Redden and Vinny Labus have kind of stepped in and kind of taken on those opportunities with the injuries in sparking your defense. And what are you looking from these two young linebackers?
Well, you know, I think for us, it starts with the ability to, to be gap sound. And that's the one thing, you know, the Central Michigan game, we wasn't where we needed to be. So we spent the last 10 days trying to make sure, you know, we tighten things up and be exactly where we need to be to make plays. And Ratine and Labus have done a nice job stepping in. Ratine being a true freshman and Labus being a sophomore, you look at it that these guys are gaining valuable experience, as well as having the ability to come back for multiple years down the line as they continue to get better as players.
On the offensive side of the ball, obviously your passing game, you've got talented receivers, but you really have incorporated the tight end position into your passing game. Certainly Mitchell Brinkman being very productive. Talk about the role of your tight ends within your offense.
Well, I just think, you know, the tight end position helps open up the whole field, you know, for your offense. You know, those are the guys working down the middle of the field. They can create matchups with linebackers. So for us, you know, we got to continue to try to get those guys in position to make plays, and it helps open up everything else, you know, for the wide receivers on the outside and the running game as well. And I think it's just a tough thing to defend, you know, the tight end position. You know, do you want to play base? Do you want to play nickel? I think, you know, the more we can use those guys in multiple spots, the better our offense can be down the line.
Thomas, this is the final regular season road game for your Huskies. What is the message to your team this week as you take the field tomorrow, Wednesday night in Toledo?
Well, I just think, you know, for us, obviously Toledo is a big game for us. It's a conference, division conference opponent, and a team that we really respect. Respect how they play. They've gone about their business the right way, and a team that we want to go out there and compete our best at on Wednesday night.
Coach Hammack, I want to be respectful of your time as well and your preparation for Toledo. We'll let you get running and back to your preparation for the Rockets. I want to wish you the best of luck on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Okay, thank you. For Coach Hammack and his NIU Huskies getting prepared for a road game this Wednesday, November 13th, again at Toledo. That game at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, kickoff on ESPN2.